Trevor, appreciate the time. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me. Busy day in the world of the Lakers, despite the fact that they've been eliminated. And LeBron certainly gave us a lot to talk about last night.
Yeah, we'll get into all that ridiculous LeBron James retirement talk in just a second. But let me start you off with the actual outcome of this series, it being a sweep. How much of that did it surprise you? Like, I thought Denver was going to win this series, but I thought you would see the Lakers pick up at least a game in this series.
Yeah, I thought they would get at least a few, but it just didn't happen. Wasn't in the cards. I mean, Denver was, I think, clearly the better team in the series. They were absolutely phenomenal, and their shooting ability was insane. They have yet to have a poor shooting night. It seemed like every single time the Lakers tried to make a run, Denver had guys just hitting big, big shots. I mean, even Aaron Gordon was on fire from three in game four. So you just tip your cap to them. They were an absolutely phenomenal team. And certainly deserving of going to the finals.
I know if you asked LeBron this question, he would say no, but no one thought really, especially early on in the season, even midway through the season, that we'd be talking about the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. I view this as a successful season, but when you have LeBron, you get this close, but yet so far, you know, it just brings out a bunch of different type of emotions.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, look, you when you get to this point, there's always going to be disappointment that they didn't go far, that they were so close to an 18 championship and they didn't get the job done. But then when you step back and you look at the context of the season, you look at the 2-10 start, you look at the 13th seed at the trade deadline, they move up to 7th to start the postseason. They have to go through the play-in to get there. And then making the push all the way to the Western Conference Finals, essentially with a team that had been together for 2 months because they had added so many pieces at the trade deadline. It really is remarkable that they got as far as they did. So that disappointment is certainly there. But in the big picture context, I agree with you. I think it was definitely a successful season. What an incredible turnaround from them. And now they head into an off season with a little bit of momentum in addition to, you know, plenty of question marks.
And really, Rob Pelinka, Trevor Lane showed you a lot this year. The way that he salvaged this season with some of the moves he made.
Yeah, he took such a huge gamble, such a huge gamble. You know, everything that I've heard, everyone I've spoken to have confirmed that the night before media day, way back at the beginning of the season, they had an opportunity to trade Russell Westbrook, both their first-round picks, 2027 to 2029, for Miles Turner and Buddy Hield. That was the deal that was there for them, and they opted not to do it. They took the gamble that they would find something better or at least comparable during the season, and they could at least tread water until then. Now, it took them a while to get to that point, but I was surprised that they found a deal as strong as they did, getting D'Angelo Russell, Malik Beasley, Jared Vanderbilt, adding Rui Hachimura. They really made some big moves at the trade deadline and just a bit before, and you got to give them credit. It was a risk, but I think it paid off in the end, and Rob Pelinka and that Lakers front office, they found a way to get the pieces they needed to make a real push here. So you got to give them credit for that.
Trevor Lane here with us. So last night you hear all the retirement speculation and how much he's going to contemplate it from LeBron James and the follow-up interviews with a bunch of different outlets. I don't buy it for a single second, Trevor, whether it's him just trying to distract people from the sweep or maybe use it as leverage to get Kyrie in Los Angeles. Where do you stand on this thought that LeBron may actually walk away after this season?
Yeah, I don't buy it either for a lot of reasons. I mean, he's got 2 years and like $100 million left on his contract. That's a lot, even for a billionaire. That's a lot of money to walk away from. You've got also the fact that he already said he thinks he's better than 90 or 95% of the NBA right now, which he's probably not wrong about. That doesn't exactly suggest that he needs to hang him up anytime soon, certainly not this season. And then you factor in, you know, how much he put in to trying to win game four, how much he pushed himself, the emotions behind these series, taking out the Golden State Warriors in the previous round, that weighs heavily. And sometimes you get an emotional response in those moments. And if I was, as Darvin Ham said this morning, he said, look, if I was LeBron in that situation, I would have been thinking about retiring too, because that was, that's just an emotional situation to go through and to invest that much. It's hard to, in that moment, think, wow, now I'm going to have to rehab all summer on my foot and then get back and try to fight through a grueling season again. I don't think he's actually retiring. I think it is happening sooner rather than later. I think it's on his mind, but I can't see that being the end. I mean, LeBron James going out without even a send-off or anything like that, I can't imagine that happening.
Trevor Lane, is Kyrie Irving going to be on the Lakers next year?
the math, the logistics of it tell me no, right? I mean, if you look at just the hurdles you'd have to clear to get him to L.A., whether you want to try to sign him as a free agent, whether you want to try and do the infamous double sign-and-trade with D'Angelo Russell or something like that with the Dallas Mavericks, logistically, it's so hard to get that done. And yet there's Kyrie showing up the Lakers games, and now LeBron with the retirement thing, is this, you know, trying to put pressure on the front office? It does leave that little bit of room to wonder, is there something to this? Now, again, everything we've heard is that he's probably going to stick with the Dallas Mavericks, but until he puts pen to paper, we're going to be hearing Kyrie to the Lakers rumors all the way through. I still think, ultimately, the math tells us it's not going to happen, but you just never know. When it's LeBron and it's Kyrie, will they figure out some kind of way to make it happen? So I know that's a non-answer, but if I had to bet on it, I'd say no. But I can't say that with certainty.
Where is the Laker fan at in their confidence level with Anthony Davis?
You know, it's pretty low, I think, right now. And part of that is just, you know, the disappointment of Game 4, the disappointment of the series. But there's frustration that, you know, hey, Anthony Davis is supposed to be the 1A guy. He's supposed to be the guy that takes the torch from LeBron James and leads this franchise into the future. And he just hasn't been consistent enough on the offensive end of the floor to do that. So defensively, he's been great night in, night out. I think he's been, you know, arguably the best defensive player in the postseason. He's been phenomenal. But offensively, he hasn't been the guy out there every single night. And so Lakers fans are a bit frustrated with that. I've seen some people saying trade Anthony Davis. I think that's, you know, going too far. But I think reality is, for this Lakers franchise, you probably have to look moving forward at a post-LeBron era at finding another player to put with him, either as a co-star, as it were, or as kind of a true 1A guy, and let Anthony Davis be the 1B player, because it just doesn't seem like he can produce on the offensive end, at least, on a night-to-night basis.
Trevor Lane, we talked about the retirement speculation with LeBron, and we're both on the same page. It'll be back next season. Do you think there's a way that he tries to get out of L.A. at all and forces himself to a different team?
I mean, if he went to the Lakers and said, hey, you know, I don't want to do this anymore, please trade me, which I would be shocked. I mean, his son is going to be playing at USC. He's so big on family, I wouldn't imagine him wanting to be away from his family. But if he were to do that, then I think the Lakers would accommodate him. They would do what they needed to do in order to trade him. There's been talk about, does he, you know, retire and sit out a year and then unretire and come back when, you know, when Bronny hits the NBA, his son. There's speculation about that too, but I don't think he would want to leave the Lakers at this point. He's spoken glowingly of the Lakers and the organization, the franchise, and I think he really feels at home in Southern California. I'd be very shocked if he pushed his way to another franchise at this point. Maybe when he's got a player option in 2024, he opts out and then goes and signs with whatever team drafts his son. That's certainly possible. But assuming LeBron plays in the NBA next season, I would say it's a very, very strong likelihood that that's with the Lakers.
And Trevor Lane, I also saw that after the game, he said to David Benjamin, just because that's my aspiration or my goal doesn't mean that it's his, and I'm absolutely okay with that, talking about potentially playing one day with his son, Bronny. I wonder behind the scenes if maybe Bronny was like, hey, Dad, let's cool it out with that chatter about me playing with you. Because that's got to be tough going into the league, and you got your dad in your locker room, especially when you know your father's LeBron James, one of the greatest players of all time.
Right. I mean, your first year in the NBA and you got to hang out with your dad all the time. That's probably not what Bronny envisioned. And, you know, LeBron softened his stance on that a few months ago, instead of saying, I want to play on the same team as him, started talking about, you know, I want to be on the court at the same time as him, suggesting maybe they could be on opposing teams. But yeah, I do wonder how Bronny actually feels about that possibility, about having his dad around all the time. That, not exactly the type of scenario that most, you know, 19, 20-year-olds want to be in.
Yeah, and also I think the injury part of this is fascinating too, Trevor Lane, with LeBron, because for so many years he was a warrior. He didn't miss any games, and he comes to Los Angeles, and he's dealt with a lot of injuries. So I wonder how much that's weighing on him too.
Yeah, sure. I mean, he's, you know, that's what happens to the best of us. As you get older, you tend to pick up injuries more. You heal slower, all of that kind of stuff. And you could see it. He was exhausted by the end of Game 4. He talked to us after the game, said, I'm going to have to get an MRI on his foot, because he did have the doctor that told him, yeah, you can continue playing this season, But if they go in and they do an MRI on his foot and it's that tendon has not healed properly, he's going to need surgery on that. And so maybe he's looking at rehabbing this foot injury over the offseason too. All of that has got to weigh on him as he's feeling, you know, he's not 28 at this point where he can play every single night and just fly up and down the floor. He's got to pick and choose his spots a bit more, and that's only going to become more and more of a thing the older that he gets.
Just one last thing. Going back to the game last night, the last two possessions, I thought they took way too long on the second-to-last possession. Then you had the turnover. And on the last one, I was surprised they didn't take a three, and LeBron was trying to drive at the end, down two, really running out of gas. I thought they would have went for a three there, but they didn't.
You know what? I thought the same thing. I thought they waited way too long on that second to last possession. I was doing the play-by-play on that game, and I said the exact same thing. I said they're waiting too long to get into this, into whatever it is that they're going to do. The last possession, it was a little bit ironic because over the course of the last few seasons, Lakers fans have been complaining about late-game shots, LeBron settling for step-back threes and saying he needs to drive to the basket. And in that moment, he drove to the back. He did what all Lakers fans have been hoping he would do, but it was in a situation where maybe it would have been better to go for the three. So a little bit ironic in that moment, but yeah, didn't work out the way the Lakers wanted it to, certainly. And I think you're on the money with that criticism there. I think it's very fair.
Make sure you check him out at Trevor_Lane, host of Laker Nation and also the front office show. Trevor, always great to connect with you. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for having me, Zach. Appreciate it.